One of the highlights of the Women and the Environment Symposium is the recognition of what are called the hidden heroines. And we've had the pleasure of interviewing several hidden heroines in the past. And we're looking forward to talking to Jessie Schulte. Jessie is a hidden heroine in the category Woman of Vision this year. And she is the district administrator at Kent Conservation District. Jessie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate you on your Woman of Vision Award.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored to be chosen. It means a lot.
Jessie, a little bit about your work at the Kent Conservation District. What do you folks do? What do you do?
Sure. So as the district administrator, I started in October. We help landowners help the land. So we have voluntary programs, a diversity of programs from our tree sale that's coming up in April, all the way to contacting us to have a MEEP technician come out and help you assess your property so that you can get MEEP verified, the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program.
So if I'm a homeowner and I have, say, 3 or 4 acres out in the country and I'm concerned about maybe I have a well, you know, I'm not on city water or what have you, and there's a lot of agricultural practice around me, I mean, I could call you for some help in terms of what I might have to do or what I could do to mitigate possible problems?
Sure. Yeah, there's many different ways that we can help you. So give us a call and one of our staff can come out to visit.
Jessie, talk a little bit about the MEEP program, because we've covered that on the program, but as we've understood it, one of the nice things about that program is that it's voluntary.
Yes, that's true. I'm so glad that you know about it. It's wonderful. We're trying to increase the number of farmers that can participate. Mm-hmm. It's something that the Farm Bureau and farmers have, you know, they were the ones who kind of came up with it, with mm-hmm. Michigan Extension, and there's a number of different partners. And it's great to decrease your liabilities on your farm. We also have the MEEP Forest and Wetlands and Habitat. That's a new category. So if you have 10 acres or more, you can contact our district forester and have your property possibly enrolled in becoming a wood certified, a MEEP verified property.
Now, you have been at the Kent Conservation District for a fairly short period of time. You mentioned that you had, before that, you were at the Blandford Nature Center. A little bit about what you did there.
Yes, I was there for 5 years. I was the land manager and volunteer coordinator. So I worked with over 800 volunteers a year, and we did our eco stewardship work days on Saturdays, controlling invasives, and that's where I got involved with the local CISMA, our Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area Group.
This invasive species thing, as you know from your experience, is vast, and there are growing concerns with grass carp now in Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, some issues related to what may or may not happen in the Trump administration. But in this area, I mean, what are the major invasive concerns?
Sure. So I'm really focusing on early detection species, the terrestrial invasives, and one of them is called black swallowwort. And over in Oakland County, it's becoming a little monster. It's a vine. It's in the milkweed family. So if you see a vining milkweed, you know that it's not supposed to be here. It actually tricks the monarchs into laying eggs and eating and feeding on it, and then the caterpillars can't actually survive. It's toxic to them. So we have handouts and information. We're going door-to-door to try to encourage people to treat the black swallowwort. And we're fortunate enough to get some funding through a grant from the DNR and DEQ. It's the Michigan Invasive Species Grant Program. And we have a local cooperative, and our CISMA coordinator is helping us get funds so that we can treat this and get it under control so we don't turn into some of the other parts of the country that have this. It's kind of like the next kudzu of the north.
Jessie, it's interesting. Oftentimes when we talk about invasive species, there's a tendency to think about zebra mussel and sea lamprey and all these things, emerald ash borer. But there are some things right in our own backyard that people may not even be aware are invasives.
Yep, That's absolutely true. There's a plant called black jet bead, and it's beautiful. It's in the rose family, and unfortunately, this is one in just the state south of us where it really dominates the understory of our beautiful forests, and we know that we're losing biodiversity, we're losing habitat, and these invasive species are a real threat, and they're really quiet, silent threat because, you know, they start spreading under the forest. If we don't get them under control, we're going to be losing that precious biodiversity.
I'm talking with Jesse Schulte. We're talking about invasive species and other environmental issues. Jesse is the district administrator at Kent Conservation District. She's also been named the Woman of Vision at the WWEMIAC Women in Environment Conference or Symposium in Grand Rapids. Jesse, as you look ahead over into the next year or two, I mean, what are the key issues that you're going to be concentrating on? I mean, you've probably mentioned them already at the Kent Conservation District.
Sure. Well, I'm excited to be searching for these early detection invasive species in Kent County. So I'll be focusing on our high-quality areas, the Kent County parks. We just had a work day this past Saturday where we were removing buckthorn along the Rogue River, which is wonderful. We could see folks, you know, fishing on the other side of the river, and we were there, you know, helping reduce the spread of invasives. We're really excited about the Metro Council's grant to restore the rapids. We're going to be working with the farmers in Indian Mills and the Rogue River, and we have funding available to get conservation practices on the ground. So we're going to be doing a lot of outreach to landowners to tell them about how they can help protect the watersheds by installing conservation practices. So that's going to be a big thing in the next upcoming 5 years.
That's interesting that you would mention that, because a year ago we talked to then-Mayor Hartwell about restoring the rapids to the river. Sounds like that project is moving forward. He said at the time funding was an issue, but that it was looking positive, but everybody was getting behind it.
Yes. NRCS, the RCPP funds, it's a regional conservation partnership, so funding was promised to the Metro Council, and we applaud all the hard work of all the partners that have come together to make it happen.
The West Michigan Environmental Action Council, which is hosting this symposium, and I mean, they've been doing this for several years now. I mean, a pretty impressive organization that seems to draw people from all over West Michigan and very passionate people who are about any number of environmental issues, from energy to invasive species to land use, you name it. But, I mean, your background with WWEMIAC.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough when I was working at Blandford Nature Center to partner with them for showing of the Green Fire, an Aldo Leopold film. And so I admire all the work that they do, and it's wonderful to see also some of the employees that they have, the volunteer work that they do. It's just a truly inspiring organization.
Well, congratulations, Jesse, again on your award. You've got a lot of work ahead of you at the Kent Conservation District, but obviously you're a woman of vision, and that work will move forward. Are there any major challenges that you're looking at over the next 6 months or things that are going to take a lot of hard work to overcome?
Sure. I guess looking forward, you know, we're hopeful that we will get funding for our watershed organizations like the Flat River Watershed. They're hoping for their DEQ grants to come through so that they can hire their watershed coordinators. And then, you know, it's kind of some of the regular things, getting more people involved, getting more people connected, letting people know about the great work that all these different environmental organizations are doing.
Well, who better to do that than a woman of vision? And I've been talking to Jesse Schulte, who has been named a woman of vision by the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. She is receiving the award at the Women and the Environment Symposium in Grand Rapids. Jesse, thanks so much for your time and continued success.
Thank you.